Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters.
Hi, welcome to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We're your hosts, Scott Pruitt and Jonathan Tenenbaum. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jonathan. And here at Domain Masters, our goal is to help teach you how to become the master of your domains. Domain names are one of the most important aspects of any website, critical to online business, and provide a great opportunity to invest and make money on the web. So here on the show, we provide all sorts of information on domains and domaining. We bring on some of the greatest minds in the industry to the program, covering things like new top-level domains, domain valuations, market trends, monetization, legal issues, and a ton of other domain name-related topics.
And for those of you who are not familiar with NameJet, we are the leading domain name auction platform, helping businesses and investors bid on exclusive, expiring, and premium domain names through our award-winning backorder and auction system. Since our launch in 2007, we have processed more than 300,000 domain auctions on our platform, and we are currently auctioning about 10,000 domains per month.
That's right, and we'll be letting everybody know about all the cool things we have going on. The show is intended to teach you how to make money with domains. We've got some great auctions and inventory that can help with that, so we'll definitely make sure everybody knows what's happening on NameJet.
Today we have two special guests on Domain Masters, Monty Kahn and Mike Birkins from Right of the Dot. Right of the Dot is a domain consulting business specializing in domain valuation, marketing, brokering, GTLD acquisition, and contention resolution, just to name a few of the things that they do. Monty is the original host of the Domain Masters podcast that started in 2004, as well as being a seasoned internet and domain industry leader, having been in the field since 1995, holding principal positions in companies like Moniker, SnapNames, Oversee.net, and Domain Sponsor, and he has participated in the sale of over $300 million worth of domain names. Mike Birkins is an attorney specializing in tax law and intellectual property rights with a focus on the domain industry. In addition to being the co-founder of Right of the Dot, he is also publisher of thedomains.com, one of the most widely read and authoritative blogs in the domain industry. Monty, Michael, welcome to Domain Masters.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Great to have you guys here. As most of our listeners probably know, we are working together to do the live auction that'll be taking place at NamesCon in Las Vegas in January. So I think timing-wise, this is a great time to have you guys on the show. Monty was actually our first guest, being the original host. He was also our original guest. Michael, this is the first time we've had you on here. Definitely excited about that. And so I want to dive into some questions. And we went through Monty's history previously, but obviously since this is the first time you're on, we haven't done it with you. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in the space?
Yeah, so I'm an attorney by trade. So I was an attorney, and then I got into this domain thing back in 1997, I think, and became my full-time occupation maybe 1999, possibly.
That's awesome.
And so I'm a domain investor. I own about 80,000 domain names.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out there. I think your portfolio is definitely highly regarded in the space. I think I maybe even saw a tweet or something where you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, I think, in domain assets all in your portfolio.
Yeah, I think that's a fair valuation. And so, you know, we play in the new GTLD space as well.
Yeah.
As well as the old, you know, as the comms and nets and orgs. And I've been in this space for a number of years, for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, obviously, you and Monty are veterans, and I think you know, just kind of makes sense putting your two expertises together to create Right of the Dot. I think just makes sense, and you know, it's just pretty cool to watch you guys do what you do. So, talking about that, and giving Monty an opportunity to chime in. So tell us a little bit about what Right of the Dot does. I know Scott mentioned it in the bio, but let's give the listeners a little bit more insight into the services and the things that you guys are doing.
When I left Moniker and Oversee after the acquisition, I was on a 3-year contract, and I decided to part ways and Michael and I have known each other for many years. I used to manage his whole portfolio at Moniker, and Michael used to also help with litmus testing, you know, the auctions that we did in the past, because I would get brain dead lots of times going through tens of thousands of domains and submissions. So together, we worked together to find the best lists and to put auction lists together for our live auctions during my days at Moniker in the final couple years. And we decided to join forces after I left and provide consultative services and, you know, high-end brokerage services to the new TLDs that were coming on the market, because we got the sense that, with the exception of the folks like Donuts and Rightside and Radix, that, you know, a lot of the other ones didn't have previous domain experience. A lot of operators did not have a good, you know, knowledge of the industry, and we can provide a lot of input and insight. I ran 117 registrars plus snap names plus Moniker plus live auctions and started the first brokerage system for the industry and escrow and appraisal. And Michael already owned 75,000 domain names, and he had, you know, some legal knowledge in the space because of his legal background. And so between us, we had close to 30 years of domain experience in the industry, which is not really known to, you know, is not really available between any two partners or anybody for that matter.
Sure. Yeah.
And we thought we'd be able to, you know, really provide good guidance, input, and, you know, premium name strategy to the new TLDs, as well as a lot of the existing registries that weren't doing a great job too. We even work with existing registries like VeriSign and Afilias and Neustar and others to help them with their current offering and other extensions too.
Yeah, no, and that's great. You know, and I think that's a really interesting point, because I think as everybody's focusing on the new gTLDs, people almost lose sight that, you know, the game has changed for even the established registries, who need to focus on, you know, the shifting landscape and everything else for their business with the new gTLDs that have come into the market, and just how everything has kind of shifted. So that to me is really, really interesting. But
yeah, because, you know, it's a big pool, and we believe that the tidewater will raise for everybody, including existing TLDs and new TLDs. You know, so, you know, one of the projects we recently landed was with VeriSign, and we're now managing the premium portfolio for the .tv and .cc names. Mm-hmm. So all the names that were held back or re-registered by the registry, we're now in charge of finding good homes for them and selling them and auctioning them and all that kind of stuff. So there's just one example. We do the same for .asia and other extensions as well.
Okay, really cool.
How many people do you have working over there at Right of the Dot?
Well, Michael and I are the primary partners, and then we have Jamie Zock, who does a lot of our research and helps manage a lot of the email campaigns and helps with finding end user buyers through research. Then we have a bunch of co-brokers that work under us and co-broker networks, and you know, we have a website person that's contracted and that kind of stuff. So we believe in having an inclusive relationship with the existing companies that are in the market to help move inventory, and then our combined knowledge and expertise in running registries, registrars, companies in the space, innovations, pioneering various processes and systems and products and services helps with a well-rounded you know, consulting offering for, you know, new and existing TLDs as well. And we sell a lot of premium names in .com and everything else for end user customers as well. And we work with CSC and NetNames and a lot of big corporate managers too.
Sure. And so for our listening audience, you know, largely domainers and folks that are investing or, you know, buying and selling domains, for them to utilize Right at the Dot, I mean, so anybody that would have a really good portfolio that would want some help on how to best manage it, how to sell some of it, or look for potential buying opportunities, you know, that's essentially what they would reach out to you guys for, right?
Yeah, I mean, we play in the premium and super premium domain space rather than just a bunch of domains. You know, top keywords, top extension with keywords and domains that have value. We're not we don't have a listing platform, but just like we're partnering with you guys at NameJet to help do themed auctions, we do that a lot for portfolios and also for corporate customers and individual domain names. And of course, the biggest benefit is my history and experience in live auctions. which isn't really being offered anywhere else in the industry. I pioneered it back in 2004, and we've sold, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars basically in live and online domain auctions. And as the market becomes more fluid and becomes more known to the mainstream audience, which it is now, it's starting to, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years, I think we're going to see a great, you know, transition for, you know, people, the normal guy wanting to be a domainer or use domain names as an investment strategy.
Sure. Yeah, no, and obviously talking about the live auction, I think that segues really well. We'll break to commercial here in a second, but, you know, we'll obviously talk a lot about the NamesCon auction and, you know, and the work that we're doing together. And obviously we're really excited about the conference, super excited about the auction. And and all that is underway. So, so with that said, we're going to go ahead and we're going to break to commercial. And when we come back, we'll be here on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, with our guests, Monty and Michael from Right of the Dot.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Is buying something that is made in the USA important to you? How do you know that it really is made in the USA? Certified Inc. is the only supply chain audit company on the planet which qualifies country of origin labeling. If it's important to you as a consumer to know where the products you buy and use in your own home come from, then it's also important for your customers. Visit us at madeinusa.net and find out more. Go to madeinusa.net because it's that important.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We are here with Monty and Michael from Right of the Dot, and we were just talking about some of the history and the Right of the Dot services and the work that you guys are doing. And now I think it is a good time for us to segue into the talk about the NamesCon auction. So for our listeners who are not aware, NameJet is partnered with Right of the Dot and with NamesCon, doing this huge auction that will culminate with the live auction taking place at NamesCon in Las Vegas in January 11th, 2016 at the Tropicana. For folks who are still on the fence about attending, I think last I heard there are over 700 paid attendees. I think so many key players in the space are going to be there. We'll do a show with Jonathan and Richard of NamesCon to talk about all the benefits of the conference itself, but I think it's safe to say that it'll be the largest, if not one of the largest, domain events this coming year, and definitely one, especially with how active everything is in the space right now. It's one that any serious or even part-time player in the space, if they're really looking to try to understand what's going on out there and, you know, and talk to folks that are really, really in the space, this is definitely one you don't want to miss. So we're really excited to be working with you guys, Michael, Monty, on this auction. And so let's talk a little bit about that. So so talking about the basics, you want to just explain a little bit how it's going to work?
Right now on NameJet, there's an inventory of about 359 or say 360 names that we've basically combed through, 12,000, 13,000 submissions. So it was a hell of a project to get through it. This is similar to some of the projects we've had to do in previous premium name auctions. And everything's now available for pre-bidding right on NameJet on the live auction link there. And there's some great two-character names, two-letter names, all the way up to great keywords and various extensions. And bidding and pre-bidding is open now. The names with the most activity and the most bids and bids over reserve will make the cut to move over to the live auction. There'll be about 100 to 125 names in the live auction, which will take place on January 11th at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And we're bringing in our world champion live auctioneer, Wayne Wheat, who is one of the best in the business, a champion, won the national championship in auctioneering a few years ago and has probably sold more foreclosed homes than anyone in the world. And he's always a great auctioneer. I've been working with him for years in our live auctions. And so there'll be a live auction that day, paddles in the air, along with our live interface that people can bid from all around the world while the live auction is going on. It's the same system, as a matter of fact, that Christie's uses in their auctions. And then when the auction ends, whatever names have not sold and whatever names did not make it to the live auction will continue in the extended auction for another 10 days and end on the, I believe it's the 21st of January. Yep. A lot of names sell after the live auction just from its publicity, and a lot of names sell because people get to the party late. So that's the kind of the dynamics of the auction. The best thing about the auction is that it's going to be in a prime time slot this year. Last year, it was at the end of the day, around 5 to 6 o'clock. And so, the auction takes about 3 hours and people had dinner plans and that kind of stuff. This year, it's at 2 p.m. And so there's no interference and there's nothing planned that night in terms of an event. We're going to have everybody's attention. There'll be several hundred people in the room at least raising their paddles and along with several hundred people online all bidding for names. And there's already hundreds of pre-bids and already a bunch of names that have hit reserve. There's many names in the auction that are at no reserve, which is great. That's what we've been promoting so that, bid competition will take over and excitement about some of those names. 88.xyz, for example, was at no reserve and it already has 15 bidders and, of course, above reserve. And we have names like at.com that have bids above a million already. So it's there's a big dynamic variety of names that are available in the auction. We're real excited about it.
Yeah, no, we're excited too, and I think that's a lot of great info. And you're right. I mean, we've seen a lot of really good pre-bidding, and this podcast is not intended to be an advertisement for the auction. But I think that it's definitely something we're excited about, and I think there's a lot of information, and people can get a little bit confused as to how some of these things work. So I think it's good to really make sure we lay it out for everybody how the process is going to work and what's happening there. And I think you kind of nailed it. I mean, there's a ton of great inventory, a lot of stuff at no reserve or low and reasonable reserves. Definitely seeing a lot of early pre-bidding activity. And this is different than a typical NameJet auction where there's a pre-release period of 30 some days where people can put in back orders as a way to watch. These auctions are already in public or active auction. So every bid is advancing the auction. So
yeah, we still have one bid in the 7 figures and we have 14 bids in the 6 figures. And yep. We're 45 days or more away from the auction.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So I think
the main thing, Jonathan, is this auction and the auction last year is really helping to spark up the industry in general. That's the real idea here is to bring this auction, this live auction format back to the marketplace so that it will help both online auctions and live auctions in the future and help raise the value of everybody's inventory. Last year was the first year that there was a successful live auction for the first time. And luckily, it was because we brought it back into the industry. Yep. And NamesCon, took a little bit of a gamble with us to do that. And it was a very successful auction and got a lot of excitement. And that's what we're going to do again this year. We could load the whole entire auction with all premium.coms and, have it sell for a lot more money. But we feel that by having diversification in new TLDs as well, brings up everybody's investment and helps everybody in the new TLD space as well as the existing TLD space and brings, basically the tidewater up for everyone. And that's what the goal is to look at some of the new TLDs as good investments today that will increase in value over time, just like .com was back, 15 years ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's another thing about the inventory that's really cool. It's very diverse. You've got a lot of new GTLD names, Knight.club and ASAP.xyz and you know, things like .ski, .e.golf, the .e.link. I mean, there are just some really killer new GTLD domains that are involved and that are in the auction. Again, either at no reserve or low reserve. So yeah, no, I'm completely with you. And then of course there are some really ultra premium .coms and 3-character numeric .coms and so yeah, no, there's no doubt. And I also would agree that with the sentiment that this kind of event helps to raise the profile of domains, the auctions, whether .com, new GTLDs, and you know, it's nothing but a really positive experience. I know just being in the room last year when you guys did it. Now you guys did it with Snap Names, and I think everything went really, really well. And you know, so we're obviously just hoping to build off of that success as far as our involvement and support. But you know, there was a great energy in the room, and you know, it really had a great flow to it. And you know, thought that on all accounts, you guys, Snap, everybody involved, seemed to really, you know, help push a really positive auction and experience. So yeah, so no, I think it's really good for the industry, man. And you know, and I think that you know, I kind of touched on a little bit about NamesCon sort of being the conference coming up this year. I think there'll be some other good ones. But obviously, this is one of the key ones, and I mean, and I'm assuming that you guys wanted to do it at NamesCon because of the fact that it's as big as it is, and all that good stuff. I mean, working with Jonathan and Richard, I mean, were there any other reasons, or you know, what was the motivation to work with them?
First of all, Richard and Jonathan are, you know, industry veterans as well, and you know, NamesCon kind of became what Traffic and Domain Fest was. You know, I was part of Domain Fest and Traffic back in the day when Traffic first started. We were, you know, we did the first auctions there, and then when Domain Fest was there, that was the first year that Domain Fest happened was the first year that Moniker was acquired by Overseas. So we were really active involved there as well. So I've watched these conferences evolve over time, and you know, the key to conferences are, of course, the content in the programs and the sessions and what people can learn from being in the industry as a newbie. The great thing about NamesCon is there's a lot more newbies today than there was, you know, 5 and 10 years ago. I mean, if you ask people to raise their hand in the industry, January, you know, 10th and 11th of this year, you're going to find that I bet you 30-40% are new to the space, and where there was only maybe 10% new to the space 10 years ago. So that kind of, opportunity for investing in domain names and also the content that's there is awesome. So that was one of the reasons. The second reason was, of course, that it's the largest conference in the world now. You know, the biggest Domain Fest conference we ever had was about 700 attendees. There's going to be over 1,000 people here this year. So that's also very exciting. And it's a big networking opportunity, which, of course, is great for all the companies and the individuals that are going to be there. You're going to meet people that you've done business with online and maybe never met in person before. You're going to strike new deals and strike new business relationships and, you know, meet the industry people like NameJet who've been serving people for years and years and years and have a chance to earn people's business by meeting face to face. And it's a great environment because of that.
As we know, the domain world has grown significantly and substantially in the last year throughout to be a real worldwide business. So there's a lot of people from all over the world that's going to be coming to this event, and there's a lot of opportunities.
I would agree.
And obviously you've known from your activity on NameJet is that the Chinese market is exploding for other reasons besides what we bought domain names for 15 years ago. And that's a huge opportunity. And so there's new plays in the market and new dynamics in the marketplace that have never been there before. So it's another great opportunity to address that those opportunities and try to take advantage of them early for the benefit of everyone.
Yep.
No. Yeah. We'd like to talk about that in the next segment. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Yep. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, well, let's go to commercial, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about market trends and all that stuff. But yeah, no, but I think that's great, and obviously we're excited about NamesCon, and I think you nailed a lot of the key aspects of it that have a lot of people excited about just the trends they're seeing, the opportunity, the growth in the space, and obviously NamesCon being a place that is gathering for tons of people in the industry. So yeah, so that's great. So with that said, we'll go ahead and we're going to go to commercial. And when we come back, we'll be here on Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet, with Monty and Michael of Right of the Dot.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble. Are you ready to rumble? Visit www.rumble.me. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain.
Master of your domain.
Only on webmasterradio.fm.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, hosted by NameJet. We're here with Monty Kahn and Michael Berkins of Right of the Dot, and we were just talking about the NamesCon, the upcoming NamesCon conference and the auction that we are doing together, that we'll have the live auction taking place at the conference on January 11th. So just to kind of really quickly recap the way this auction is working on NameJet, so we've got about 350 domains currently listed. And obviously some great inventory there. So those will list all the way up until the auction, the day of the auction, which again is January 11th at the Tropicana Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And at which point we'll select, or there'll be about 100 names that'll be selected for designation in the live auction, which will be paddles in the air, as Monty had said before. There will also be an online component, so which we'll make sure we provide information and get everybody set up properly so that they can utilize the online interface so they can participate in the live auction even if they're not there. There will be a way to do that. And then after the live auction, any of the names that have not been selected for the live auction, as well as names that are not sold in the room at the live auction, will go back on to NameJet for a 10-day extended auction, which will close on January 21st, 2016. And obviously the names going to, as long as they hit reserve, they'll go to the highest bidder. So that's effectively how that's going to work. So, everybody should get in there now, though, and start getting their bids in so they can establish a position and look to get keyed up. If you've got the high bid and it's hit reserve and it goes to live auction, there are no other bids, you're going to win the name. So, you know, there could be some opportunity to get there, to get in there, and you want to do that sooner than later. So, and there's obviously incredible inventory available in that. So, definitely want to check that out. So anyway, I just wanted to recap that so that everybody had a sense of exactly how that was going to go. And I think now moving on, I think Scott had some questions.
Well, yeah, we were talking about China in the last segment. And recently, I'm sure Right of the Dot participated with the Domain Fest Asia conference that was held in Macau, China. And we wanted to kind of just get your feel of it. You know, what did you experience there? And, are Chinese investors really excited about what's going on in the domain market? And what was your whole sense of that?
The auction that we did in China was in cooperation with another company called 4.cn. It's one of the leading online auction platforms in China, in mainland China. And we chose them because they were easy to work with to convert their site into English, do currency conversions, and make it easy for both Western investors and Chinese investors to bid on the inventory that we had. We also focused, of course, on inventory that would be palatable to the Chinese buyers. although we did not concentrate on very super premium two-letter and three-letter domain names, although we had those, two-number and three-letter domain names. We went to the next tier down in most cases in some of the new extensions and tried to test some market trends, which was very successful. We ended up doing about what we did at NamesCon last year, which was close to $1 million in the auction. And the 4.cn was very good to work with, and it was a great experience. And we found that the Chinese market is very excited about domain names. Again, for not all the same reasons we are here, but I look at the Chinese market as, you know, looking back 15 years ago and where we were in this marketplace, and it's kind of in that scenario. Sure. They look for, there's a lot of flipping going on in China versus investing and holding. So there's not too many Chinese investors that are buying domain names and holding them. They're actually buying them and trying to flip for, you know, a 20% profit, where, you know, most domainers, as Michael could speak to, is, you know, you wouldn't sell a domain name for just a 20% uptick in the old days. You would wait for, you know, 1,000% uptick, or, you know, 500% or 10,000% uptick.
Right.
And release that domain. In China, they're doing it make their funds liquid from the stock market, which has not been, you know, which has been in flux, and also to take that money off the table and invest it in other things.
Yep.
So that's kind of the purpose of what's going on in China.
Yeah, and we're obviously seeing, you know, a lot of that's the impact that it's having on our platform with what we're selling and you know, the influx of new customers and everything else. And yeah, I mean, the idea of domains as an asset class for some of these Chinese investors who are either overlevered in real estate or after the stock market correction are looking for, you know, other vehicles to invest their money in. And, you know, the quick flipping, I think, is really interesting. So as far as physically being there, what was the so obviously there's a lot of Chinese money that's coming into the space and there's that activity. So at the conference, were you guys seeing new faces and folks and, you know, the general level of sort of enthusiasm? You know, is it people that have been?
Oh, yeah.
I guess my question is it, are you seeing like big buyers that have been in the space for a while? Or are you seeing a lot of new folks and, you know, at least on, you know, at that conference and otherwise that you're dealing with that are, you know, being based on this sort of new shift in the market?
Yeah. So I attended the conference. And there is a lot of existing faces and also new faces, but a lot of the existing faces that I hung out with were, you know, former customers of Moniker and SnapNames that live in Hong Kong and some that lived in mainland China and Asia. But there's a whole lot of new faces, obviously, that are new to the market. You know, 10 years ago, there wasn't a Chinese brokerage house. You know, there was no Chinese offerings that also had English translation or anything like that. Now there's tons. Yep. So it's a new and up and coming opportunity there and a new industry. And again, they work differently than we do here. They work on different commission rates. They work on, you know, they ask for deposits first, you know, because of the way the money is. And a lot of people, you know, some people, you know, make a commitment to a sale and then they back out. So there's a deposit that's always put down, those types of things. But in general, it's an up and coming market. It's becoming more fluid. It is a way for, as you mentioned, Jonathan, that people can hedge their bets against real estate in the stock market and liquidate funds that are stuck in those vehicles. And they look at it a lot differently, just like they look at gambling a lot differently than we do. You know, most people in the United States look at gambling as a fun game and a game of chance. They look at it as another business strategy. It's just some portion of their income that they will allow to gamble in order to try to make money at a higher risk.
Sure.
And so it's not the same thing. So you go into a casino there, the slot machines aren't ringing. There's not a lot of cheering. It's very serious. There's not a lot of drinking. It's very serious business.
Sure. Speaking of gambling, so you guys have the Macau.com exclusive listing right now, right?
Yeah, very excited about that. Maybe Michael can talk about that since he just wrote a great blog post about it. But it's a great opportunity given what happened to Vegas and LasVegas.com.
So we can see that the Chinese market is on fire in terms of registrations for .coms, .nets, .orgs, .bizzes, .new GTLDs. And it's now become the main, arguably the main market for the main registrations in the world. So I think Macau.com is a definitive name for, you know, region of the world that is second to Las Vegas, or actually more than Las Vegas, does the most business.
Yeah, no, I think that's, I mean, obviously it's an incredible name. And when you see what happened with, you know, what Vegas.com and Las Vegas sold for, the $90 million sale with the payment plan and everything, I mean, you know, I think obviously it represents a great opportunity. So.
Right, so Macau does, you know, as a region, it does more business, well more business than the Las Vegas Strip. It does more business than Vegas in general. It's, you know, it's... in terms of gambling and gambling revenue, it's far super. You know, it goes well beyond what Vegas does in terms of gambling revenue, and now they've turned it around, and then they're moving in directions like Vegas moved years ago, to entertainment, to nightclubs, to other things other than gambling. So it presents an amazing opportunity, and we can all see that the whole domain registry market has moved towards China.
I think
just,
it's great.
Just some facts. So in 2014, Macau took in $44 billion in gambling revenue compared to $11 billion in Las Vegas. Right. So it's 6-7 times that of Vegas. Visitors to Macau was 32 million in 2014. It was three times what it was in 2000. Big, huge casino companies like Wynn, Sands, MGM, Crown, Galaxy are all invested heavily to create resorts that fill entertainment and shopping and dining. It's just a huge, huge growth opportunity. When you go there, your jaw drops because it just dwarfs what Vegas is or any other casino area in the world. And so because of that, it also has, by the way, the fourth highest per capita income population in the world as well, which is something I didn't know until we researched it quite a bit. So, you know, Singapore is like second, I think, and Macau is fourth in the world. So in highest income.
Awesome.
It's another awesome stat. So we think that Macau.com has a great opportunity to sell for close to eight figures, if not in the eight-figure range.
Cool. Well, good luck. Yeah, I got congratulations on the listing and good luck with it. Definitely. I think you guys are positioned to do as well as anybody could do with it. So good luck.
Hey, Monty, you recall when you used to be the host of the show, you would always ask your guests for a tip or a trick. And so we're going to put you on the spot again and ask you to help our listeners out here and tell them something they can do to be more successful as domain investors or having anything to do with the domain industry.
Yeah, so there's so many different ways of playing the domain industry, and it's expanding. You can see from the new GTLDs to, you know, anything from XYZ down to there's a tremendous amount of opportunities that have arisen in, there's lots of ways of playing it. So many people are happy, you know, register a name for $10 and selling for $500. Other people are, you know, Rick Schwartzy, like, they want to sell names for under $1 million. But it's like expanding exponentially. And, you know, the network space is growing, and it's growing hugely. It's growing, it's growing hugely.
So you know, some tips are that are different from the old days. So just some things, you know, when, you know, again, the domain industry is still in its infancy. That's a key thing. Even though we've been in it as veterans since, you know, the early to mid 90s, I think that people should look at their investment strategy a little bit differently than the people like Michael did, and Rick Schwartz does. And that is, it's okay to take some money off the table earlier than hold and wait, because with new TLDs, there's a lot of opportunity for new investment, but there's also a lot of inventory that's never been exposed to the market before. So even though the market is growing, you know, for example, in the next 5 years, the internet population, people on the internet, is going to double, but internet traffic is going to quadruple. And so that's a key point. And with all that doubling of users and quadrupling of traffic, the opportunity to get domain names, use them, have identities, you know, display products and services, sell things, is going to be even greater than it is today. And then having new TLDs that actually have meaning to the right of the dot, pun intended, is actually a real key market mover, similar to the days when there was just a 1-800 number toll-free number, and now there's 26, or you know, now there's more than one area code, one more zip code. You know, there's now extensions that are going to meet the needs of the new generation of users. If your son wants to be an attorney or a lawyer, they're going to have an opportunity to have a .law, a .attorney, a .obligado, a .esquire. There are going to be a lot more opportunities for them, and there is going to be registrations in those different extensions instead of just .com, which doesn't really have meaning unless you're in for international commerce. So, but with that said, corporations who didn't know what to pay for .com in the past are now paying up now for .coms and their own new extensions in their industry. So the tip is look at the new TLDs and make some wise investments, and also use it as a hedge to your current inventory if you're already a .com owner. Those are sitting back and saying, you know, the new TLDs are going to fail. I think we're already beyond that point. They're not going to fail. Sure. There, of course, be some that do. But you have huge industry leaders like Donuts and Rightside and Radix and Frank Schilling that are all heavily and Daniel Nagari that are all heavily invested, all former .com or guys that are formally and majorly invested with hundreds of millions of dollars in new TLDs, and they're not going to let those investments go to waste. So look at that as an indicator of what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years.
Great advice.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, all right, well, I think we're pretty much running out of time, so we'll dive into our wrap here. But it was definitely great having you guys on the show today. As I've said a couple of times, we're really excited to be doing the partnering with you guys on the NamesCon auction, and we'll continue to push that, and that's going to be a really exciting thing. And we'll have a lot of fun out in Vegas, and looking for a really successful auction there. So thanks again for being on the show. And then I'm going to dive into.
I just want to say, Jonathan, that it's been a pleasure working with you and Scott and the NameJet team. We had a great experience with SnapNames last year, and we're having a great experience with you guys. And we feel that your breadth and your experience and your worldwide customer base will be a huge benefit to the auction, and that's why we chose you guys to work with. And we're real excited about not only this auction, but future working together.
Awesome. Yeah.
Us too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for saying that. And, we'd say the same. I mean, definitely, so far so good, and, looking forward to this and beyond. And, I thought the auction, not to take anything away from Snap, I thought last year's auction went really, really well. And, we want to just, keep that momentum going, and, definitely happy to be a part of it. So, So thanks again though for that. And for being on the show. So with that said, we're going to dive into our shameless plug. We're going to talk a little bit about what we've got on the platform currently. Along with all the incredible names that we have on the platform as part of the NamesCon auction, which actually I'll just run through a few of the top ones just to give everybody a sense of what's there. I mean, we have AT.com, Genetics.com, Auctions.com, Labs.com, Lawn.com, a handful of three-character letters like IMK.com, OAH.com. We have Row, ROW.com, not to mention a handful of great three-character numerics, 180.xyz. I mean, there's a 652.com, and then into the new GTLDs, 180.xyz, I.link, I.ski, E.gift, 2TOO.sexy, Night.club, which I mentioned. So, obviously a ton of great inventory that's part of the NamesCon auction. And then beyond that, what we currently have, we've got some great 2- and 3-letter.coms that you can't get anywhere else. A lot of them at no reserve, such as JG.com. So we've got a 2-letter.com with no reserve on NameJet now. TRM.com, AUD.com, CIE.com, EFJ.com, VPW.com, DGE.com, XUO.com, UJE.com. I mean, I could just keep going and going. Two-letter.net's at no reserve, kc.net, rs.net, a ton of three-character.net's also at no reserve, some great keyword stuff. We've got soft.com currently on the site, cousins.com, ephoto.com, robe.com, some great four-letters.coms that are also exclusive to NameJet, Macy, macy.com, nevu.com, drrd.com, OOOP.com, OOOG.com. Just a ton of great stuff. I mean, brandables, plenty of chips, as they're called, no vowels, no Vs. Great numerics, 2360.com, 3614.com, 12277.com. So, There's just a ton of great inventory currently on the platform, and you know, some of the best domains in the space that are available in the aftermarket are available on Namejet. So definitely get over there and check it out. So that's it with the shameless plug.
That's right, and you can email us at radio@namejet.com, where we look to answer any questions you have here on the radio show, and also feel free to suggest topics that you'd like for us to explore.
All right, well, thanks everybody for listening, and thanks again to Monty and Michael for being on the show with us today. And please be sure to tune in next time to Domain Masters on Webmaster Radio, where we help you be the master of your domain. We air on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can also subscribe via iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, or the Webmaster Radio app for iOS and Android. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to everybody again soon.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.